Welcome to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, a weekly conversation about mental health, personal development, and all the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information or to find a therapist in your area, visit our website at therapyforblackgirls.com. While I hope you love listening to and learning from the podcast, it is not meant to be a substitute for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for joining me for session 323 of the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. We'll get right into our conversation after a word from our sponsors. Which friend are you in your sister circle? Are you the wallflower, the peacemaker, the firecracker, or the leader? Take the quiz at sisterhoodheals.com/quiz to find out, and then make sure to grab your copy of Sisterhood Heals to find out more about how you can be a better friend and how your circle can do a better job of supporting you. Order yours today at sisterhoodheals.com. Hey ladies, it's Dr. Joy. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. For the first time in a while, I have quite a bit of fun travel coming up this summer, and I'm really counting on Macy's to help round out my wardrobe for some of these trips. Right now, I've got my eye on a new bag and sandals from Coach and some super cute tops and dresses from Macy's On 34th brand. And you can never really have too many pairs of sunglasses, and there are a lot of cute options to explore right now. If you need a little help getting your summer look together, shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Nowadays, a lot of these big companies pretend to care about our communities and issues with nothing more than lip service. State Farm is the opposite. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help educate in financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something they care deeply about. They want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't mean authenticity, that it takes a good neighbor to sponsor programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, and to fund programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth that to date participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Buying your first car can make you feel like a superstar as it's a big purchase, but it can take time to get there. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it. When it comes to music, summer 2023 has given us everything and more. From Janelle Monáe ushering us into the age of pleasure, to Beyoncé giving us life with her Renaissance tour. And let's not forget Ice Spice taking us to Barbieland. The question of Song of the Summer has never been more complicated. Joining me this week to chat all about summer's major music moments is returning guest Danielle Smith. Danielle is the author of the acclaimed Shine Bright, a very personal history of Black women in pop, and creator and host of the Spotify original podcast, Black Girl Songbook. Residing in California, Danielle is also a contributing writer to the New York Times Magazine. Today, Danielle shares what makes a good summer song, the healing power of summer music, and her favorite releases of the past and present. If something resonates with you while enjoying our conversation, please share it with us on social media using the hashtag TBGInSession. Or join us over in the Sister Circle to talk more about the episode. You can join us at community.therapyforblackgirls.com. Here's our conversation. So good to see you again, Danielle.
It's good to see you too. Look at you. What about those glasses?
I know, right? They help me to see very well. And they're cute, right? And fashionable. So the last time we had you here on the podcast, you were talking about your then newly released book, Shine Bright. So tell me, what has changed for you since the book, and what kinds of reaction did you get related to the book?
I honestly could not have hoped for a better reaction. The amount of support, the amount of feedback, the amount of love, frankly, from people who were glad that these sort of untold stories of Black women in music were being told in detail, beyond them just being the first this or the first that. That was spectacular. There is a huge memoir piece in my book. It was very emotional for me. I had a tempestuous childhood. So when I was on the road with the book, some folks would just really come up to me and say, yes, I really did appreciate what you said about Diana Ross, or I really appreciate what you said about Marilyn McCoo. I really appreciate the stories that you told about Whitney Houston, but I also appreciate the story you told about yourself. The strength that has been giving me over the last year has been, it's just been fortifying. I feel super, I guess, lucky, but just mostly just grateful.
Yeah. I love that. And I love that you have gotten such good feedback. And it felt like you were really the only one to write this book, right? Like those stories really were a vantage point that I think that you had a very unique way of sharing with us. So I really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm glad that you enjoyed it. It just brings me a lot of joy to tell the stories. I mean, sometimes it makes me mad because of the content, or it makes me sad because I know some of the tragedies that have occurred. I know some of the meanness and the prejudice that Black women in music and Black women in general, of course, we so often get the brunt of that. But it still, it just brings me so much joy to tell the stories, because there is also that much joy, that much commitment to excellence, that much ambition, that much just love in these women and their voices and their work. So it has been fantastic. I'm so happy you asked me.
Yes, yes. So we brought you back this week, Danielle, because we really wanted to have a conversation about summer music, right? Like, it feels like that is very much a vibe, looking forward to summer music. So yes. I want to hear from you. What is your definition of summer music? Is it just a song that comes out in the summer, or is it like music that gives you summer vibes?
You know, let me just say, for me, it's not really a song that has to come out in the summer. Because sometimes I feel like songs in the previous eras, but also in this era, sometimes they need some moments to like marinate. They need to kind of bubble under the big pop scene and sort of become what they're going to be. To me, it's rarely that a song drops on June 15th and then by July 19th, it's just the most amazing summer song of the world. In some cases, like maybe this summer we had Barbie World, which to me is a supreme summer song. But no, it doesn't have to come out in the summer. It has to evoke a certain free-spiritedness, a certain, this moment is for me and nature. This is for the sun to touch my skin. I feel good in that. So oftentimes to me, a summer song makes you feel great about being on a bicycle or being in a convertible, a car where you feel the wind in your hair, or something that's playing out of a phone or a waterproof speaker at the beach as everybody's running back and forth into the water. Those are the kind of things to me, that mood of summer that makes a summer song.
I love that. So you said that you feel like Barbie World was a supreme summer song. What makes it a supreme summer song for you?
Okay, so Even though I just said it doesn't have to drop in the summer, I just said that. This one kind of did, or at the very least late spring, I think. And it just took over. There's something about the confidence in the song. There's something about the song that says, yes, I need a mini skirt on. Where's my halter top? Do you know what I mean? Where's my glowy lotion? Like, where are my girlfriends? We need to like coordinate, if not 100% match. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when she says that line about we're it girls and we're not playing tag, every time I hear it, I'm like, yes, we are. Like, it's just that cute.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. I mean, and of course, the movie took over the summer, right? Like, it feels like everything was Barbie. And I feel like that was the perfect song to go along with the movie.
It really was. And it's so great also just Miss Nicki Minaj, our queen of rap. You know, sometimes it's so difficult as we all get older in life and in the game to form partnerships with folks that are coming up under us. And to see Nicki and Ice Spice just come together like in this, it's almost a perfect record. Like the way they bounce off of each other, the way they're in sync, just really energy-wise, mood-wise, to see that partnership, it does my heart just a whole lot of good to see that happening.
Love it. Love it. So is there a particular song that instantly brings up a summer memory for you?
What's that Roy Ayers song? Everybody Loves the Sunshine.
Oh, yes.
And remember, Mary J. Blige sampled it for My Life. Mm-hmm. Everybody mm-hmm. loves. So that song, it's always credited, as it should be, to Roy Ayers. He's the brilliant musician that created the record. But the vocals are by a woman named Debbie Darby. My life, my life, my life, my life. Don't let me get to singing. But let's not do that, because we're going to be in a winter song moment with that. There's something about that Roy Ayers, Debbie Darby moment. My Life in the Sunshine. I lived in Brooklyn for a long time. I lived there for a long time when I was married, but also when I was single. So it's something about that energy. And I think then tied to the Mary J. Blige song, it's just going to always remind me of New York and Brooklyn and summertime, really, in New York and Brooklyn, which, let me just go on and say in Brooklyn and not really even in New York, but like very specifically in Brooklyn. If you've never spent a summer in Brooklyn, you're missing out. Like the people, the food, the parks, the people walking their dogs, the beef patties, the pizza, the sitting outside with your iced coffee at the cafe, the saying, should we go into the city? Should we go into the city? And the answer being no, we shouldn't. Because Brooklyn is everything. The looking at the cute folks on the street, folks in their tank tops and their sundresses, like, it's just amazing. The street fair, there's always a street fair in Brooklyn. It's not a special occasion. There's always a street fair somewhere in Brooklyn. So you can always go be getting some dried apricots. You can go get yourself a corn dog. You can get yourself a vegan smoothie. And it's just the energy of Brooklyn. And that song, My Life in the Sunshine, it conjures all that up for me.
I love it. That's a good one. So you mentioned sampling there, and that's something I love to hear more about. So I feel like sampling is something that has been proliferated, right? Like the industry, but I feel like there's a bit of controversy also around sampling. I'd love to hear like your thoughts on sampling and maybe some of your favorite songs that have sampled another song.
I think it's always tough when we were talking about Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice. It can be such a challenge, really, to have a conversation musically between generations. But I think that hip hop actually has made it easier. And that even when things could get salty, like maybe between Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff and Kool & the Gang, who they sampled for their huge summer hit, Summertime. Come on now, you know how much we love Will Smith. Come on. That is like the Black Summertime National Anthem. First of all, Will's in perfect form. He's in perfect form vocally. The video is perfection. And the way I was just talking about Brooklyn, that's the way Will is speaking about Philly. We all love that song and we all love the music. But the music is a huge sample from Kool & the Gang, who have a song called Summer Madness. In Will's version, there's like, again, don't get me to mimicking sounds, but there's this long note, right? And then it goes higher and it goes higher. And it's almost like, how high can it go when it contributes so much to the mood? That's cool in the game. That's all Robert Coolbell and his gang. And to me, it's a perfect sampling, a perfect example of DJ Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith, the Fresh Prince, probably had heard that song their whole life. Their parents probably played it in their homes. They probably heard it on the radio. They heard it at parties. So it was just a part of their spirit and soul. So when they say, let's put together a song about summertime in Philly, that's what they go to. So to me, that magic, especially if things are done right and the original artist is being paid as they should be paid for their creative work, then I have nothing bad to say about sampling. Not one thing. I love the conversation between generations. I love it. It makes hip hop rich. It makes hip hop educational, even when it doesn't seem like it's being. So I am a fan of sampling.
I love that. That's a great example. Are there others that come to mind for you that you feel like are some of your favorites?
Well, I like anything that samples Frankie Beverly and Maze. And it's funny because Frankie Beverly and Maze, they do not like to be sampled. They're a group where they feel like, basically, y'all need to make your own music.
Like, like, your own stuff.
Like, we're fine over here. Like, you need to do something on your own. But it's really hard not to, because Frankie Beverly and Maze is, it's our life. It's in our blood. So anything that samples Maze featuring Frankie Beverly, there's just so many. And I'm always listening for it.
And are you able to typically pick it up pretty easily?
Yes and no. Because I think sometimes, one, hip hop producers are so smart and they're so meticulous, they might take the very tiniest bit of a song. And that's why hip hop works. Okay, so now I know one. Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out, and More Money and More Problems. Am I right?
Yep.
It's like, if you don't know the Diana Ross song, More Money, More Problems still works. But if you do know the Diana Ross song, More Money, More Problems works on levels. It also calls people into conversations across generations and across eras in music. It calls in people who came up with the Supremes. It calls in people who came up with Diana Ross as a solo artist. And it calls up people who were partying with Uptown and Bad Boy Records during the late 80s and early 1990s. So it functions on levels, and it's just something that, could I hear it? Of course I immediately heard it. And that matters because of the age that I am. But also my niece, who's 30 years younger than me, she doesn't know the Diana Ross song. But More Money, More Problems is everything to her, when really her generation is more Ice Spice than anything. Mm-hmm. So that's why I love sampling as well.
Oh, I love that. The intergenerational piece, I think, is important. So when you think about like summer music and summer songs, do you feel like there's anybody who like has had a big career out of primarily releasing songs of the summer and summer music?
It is the Southern and Midwest guys.
Okay.
It's Ludacris and it's Nelly. For sure. It's Hot in Here is a summer song. Like, it's a nightclub song. It's a fraternity or sorority dance song, but It's Hot in Here is also like a beach song. So Nelly, and then you think about all those, like Ludacris hasn't always been the most politically correct, so I hesitate to bring up Area Codes, but that was a huge, huge summer song. Oh my God, T.I. and Rihanna. These artists, I feel like they know how to put their finger on the pulse of, I want to make people dance. I want people to have on loose fitting clothing. I want people to be sexy. I want people to feel good. I don't want people, at least in this instance, to ask themselves too many hard questions about life. I want them to be feeling like things can be okay because the sun is shining. I look cute. People look cute. Also, I'm not always listening to Katy Perry, but Katy Perry and Snoop with California Girls and me being a California girl, listen, I think, not to get on my home state, though it is amazing, when I think about a song from, I guess, the 1970s from Marlena Shaw, the jazz singer, California Soul, It's been sampled so many times. It's been in commercials for Jeep. It's California Soul. Again, you did not invite me on here for my singing voice. But California Soul, I think songs about California, songs about the American West, somehow those are easy to get in there as summer songs as well.
So I feel like you've given us a bit of an answer to this question, but like, how would an artist approach a song for the summer, perhaps differently than they might a song for any other time?
I don't think it's any easier, but I do think you have to be intentional as a creator. And I do think that you have to be a part of a team, because no matter what the credits say, a song is a team effort. It's so rare, one in a million, where a song is only one person, singer, songwriter, producer, vocal, like really almost nobody is all of those things, even Prince when he said he was. I think when you're trying to make something for the summertime, you really do have to say, all this stress that's right here on my shoulders, I have to create as if it's not there. I have to create as if the sun is in my face. I have to create as if I have a glass of Prosecco in front of me, or rosé with a little raspberry in it or something. My toes are done. My nails are done. And I'm just looking at the waves hitting the shore. Even if the song doesn't contain those details, it's that mood that it helps infuse the song with that kind of energy. Because a song isn't just the lyrics and the sound. It's not just the lyrics or even the story of the song and the instruments or the technology. It really is the spirit of the people that made the record. Like, it still matters. I always say that there's a lot of math in music, right? There is. Music is a language, its own kind of algebra, but none of that matters without the magic that is there. And you do hear it in summer songs, but really in just the best songs, where you can't quite, even me who's been writing about music for decades, sometimes I will be thinking of a song that I love so much that it's difficult to write about, because it's hard to capture in words the magic of somebody else's imagination. And summer songs, man, sometimes they're just so effervescent and evocative. That's when you just know, like, there's magic. You know, being in the studio as a recording artist, if you're able to all be together, because so much is done now via laptop and phone, but a lot is still done together in a room. And I've been in these rooms where people come in and they're grouchy, or they're tired because it's early or because it's late. They're hungry. They're waiting on food. They have a whole bunch of stuff in their notes app, or a whole bunch of stuff in a raggedy little notepad. Somebody else is late. Things were supposed to have happened that haven't happened. But somebody plays a note, or somebody reads a couple of lyrics. Somebody changes the lighting in the room. Somebody arrives with the lemon pepper wings. And all of a sudden, magic is being made. And it doesn't require as much conversation. People are vibing off of each other. And man, those moments, you can hear them in summertime. You can hear them in Summer Madness. You can hear them in, what's my other favorite one? Oh my God, Lovely Day. Didn't you mention that from Bill Withers?
Yes.
What? I've been at weddings where they play that when the bride and groom have just been married and they're walking. I mean, the tears of joy from everyone. And then when Bill Withers, at the end of that record, sings that pure, long, almost 20-second note. He didn't tell anybody he was doing that before he did it. The musicians and stuff didn't know. They had to stay in the groove in the cut with him. I know they were looking around. I don't know, but I can imagine. They were looking at each other like, okay, what is Bill on right now? He's still going. And they stayed with it. And then we have that classic. We can't forget Hot Girl Summer, Dr. Joy.
I mean, clearly. I feel like that has been like the summer theme since it came out.
It's so great. And it's also so influential just in American culture. It's like everything is a such and such a summer. It's a hot labor summer. It's a hot car summer. It's a hot mini skirt summer. It's a hot whatever summer, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think Megan gets enough credit for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I also feel like the timing of it was not fair because, of course, it dropped right in the pandemic. And so I feel like we have not quite had a summer to fully appreciate Hot Girl Summer since it came out.
True.
You know?
True.
Yeah.
Yes, but Meg really is her own. She is her own kind of genius. Ugh, all that she's been through. I hope she's loving and enjoying her summer really deeply. One of my favorites, though, is Summertime from Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. Mm. When she said, and the living is easy, when you know in her era, it was no parts of that.
Right.
But she still had to give us that so that we could even imagine it and feel it and have some salve on our souls. What did she say? The cotton is high. The catfish are jumping. Like, ladies and gentlemen, Ella Fitzgerald, not quite the beginning of everything for us, but super close to being that. And she had her own summer anthem with that song, Summertime. And if folks haven't heard it, you're missing out. You are missing out. And also, believe me, so many people have covered it. And most people, regardless of genre, rise to the occasion of the song. But Ella's version with Mr. Armstrong is the version. Please start there.
Please start there.
More from our conversation after the break. Hey, ladies, it's Dr. Joy here. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help to get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together, we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us, and let's take care of our hearts together. Growing up watching media legends like Gwen Ifill and Robin Roberts always gave me the security that stories that matter to me would be told. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. And Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now, online and in-store. Some of my favorites are the jewelry from Hey Maeve and the skincare products from Kaja. For the entire month of May, join Macy's in supporting AAPI-owned fashion brands. You can show your support by donating online or by rounding up in-store to benefit APIA scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Join me by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support API Scholars, an educational nonprofit. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com. or in store. Nowadays, a lot of these big companies pretend to care about our communities and issues with nothing more than lip service. State Farm is the opposite. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help educate in financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something they care deeply about. They want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't mean authenticity, that it takes a good neighbor to sponsor programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, and to fund programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth that to date participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I feel like there's a very Beyonce tie-in here. And I don't want us to get too sidetracked because I could definitely spend the rest of this episode talking about everything that is Renaissance. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like you made a comment just a second ago around making music even when that's not what people are feeling, right? Like when the world is crumbling, how artists will go mm-hmm. within to give the public something. Mm-hmm. And I definitely feel like that's what Renaissance was for a lot of us when it dropped last yes. year. And then now this year with the tour, like that very much feels like summer music for sure.
A gift.
Yes.
A gift to the culture, our culture, but a gift to the world and the universe. Mm-hmm. Like, it's an ongoing, never-stopping costume party. It's like a disco ball over the world. Mm-hmm. You know, like, right. in the way social media allows us to participate in each other's joy, the Get Ready With Me videos of people about to listen to me. Listen to me with Get Ready For Me videos for Renaissance Night. Why are people going all the way out? Like, there's this one red outfit that Beyonce has worn. You know how she loves like a leotard, but it's a long sleeve leotard. And she's going to give you a good garter belt and a boot and all of this. This one woman I was watching, she is a seamstress. She is a tailor, a designer. She created that outfit for herself. And let me tell you, the stuff that she was using, I was like, girl, I don't know how that's going to hold together. Like, I feel you, but girl, wear something under it because I don't know what's going to pop out. When she put that on, one, it all held together. But when she put that on, the joy of her looking at herself and her work in her mirror and sharing that with all of us, girl, listen, I was like, Beyonce's doing work when she's not even working because... Oh my God, everybody with their iridescent cowboy hats, many people making them themselves, even if they're not professionals with the needle and thread. Like one woman I saw was like, I'm going to Renaissance. I'm not spending all this money though. I'm doing all vintage. I'm doing all vintage and I'm doing it like from this one store. So I'm not driving all over town. The way she came out looking, I'm like, I should have gotten more dressed up. I saw her in London. I guess I was at the top of the summer. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know really how deep we all needed that until I saw folks dancing at floor level at the concert in London. I had my fancy seats on the riser, but at a certain point, it's not good enough to be fancy or Renaissance, honey. You got mm-hmm. to go to the floor. You got to go to the floor. And when we did, and I was actually able to dance with folks, see up close people's signs, see up close people taping each other with their phones, it was an upside down kind of joy. It really was. And then when Blue came, we're not even discussing Blue's summer of really becoming herself. Mm-hmm. You know how we all have that summer too.
Yes. Yes.
We have it at summer camp. We have it at vacation Bible school. We have it down south at our auntie's house where we're staying for the summer. We have it at band camp. Blue just happens to be having hers on the Renaissance tour with her mom. Where if you look at her from the beginning of the tour, she was tentative, just letting the choreography begin to live in her, just figuring out what she looks the most cute in. Just figuring out the way she's going to communicate with the audience. But when your parents are Jay-Z and Beyonce, it does get in your blood, but you still have to figure out who you are. And then to see her now, first of all, she looks 2 inches taller than she looked at the top of the summer. But oftentimes that happens to us. She's so confident now. She's all the way to sassy now.
Yes, she is.
Am I wrong?
No, no, you are not. You are not. She's very much living the choreography at this point.
Yes, it's in her now. It's in her DNA. And just to see the way she's just beaming.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm going to say that's hard work. She's learning that too. To come out on stage every night and do that, even just for the beats that she's out there.
Right.
She still has to go through hair, makeup, costuming, rehearsals, meetings, all of those things. Mm-hmm. It's the ultimate summer job.
Right.
And
what
I think
cool
that,
internship.
Right. It is though, right? And I just feel that we're blessed to witness it. And as private as they can be too with their kids, I think it's very intentional that they're allowing it. Imagine if you're a 9-year-old Black girl right now.
Yes. Those are my other favorite TikTok videos of seeing moms bring their kids to Renaissance and they're so excited to see Blue.
Yes. Isn't it the best? So listen, if I was 9 or 10 right now, would you ever forget?
No, no.
That may be the real summertime jam right there is Miss Blue.
Yes. And the Ivy League, as they're calling it.
It's the summer,
summer of blue. Right.
But
also
blue.
The summer of blue.
It is.
So there was so many incredible like songs of the summer during your time at Vibe. So you were there from 94 to 99. So let me just list off some of the summer songs. So we had Janet Jackson with Anytime, Anyplace, Aaliyah Back and Forth. We had TLC Waterfalls, Mariah Carey, Always Be My Baby, Monica and Brandy, The Boy Is Mine, and Destiny's Child, Bills, Bills, Bills. Are there any behind-the-scenes stories or moments that you can remember and share from any of those like songs of the summer?
I don't know if I know behind the scenes of the actual songs, but I do know what it was like being in New York at that time when those songs were out and hot. And a particular one that I remember, it's not on your list, but it was Busta Rhymes' Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. And Busta's on tour right now, and I know I haven't seen it, but I know he's turning it out every night. He's such a friend. He's such a legend. But the first time I heard that song, I don't even think I was at Vibe yet. I might have still been at Billboard. There was a record release party for a Boyz II Men album. And if you've ever been to New York, you know what Chelsea Piers is. That's on the west side of New York. And the party was supposed to be, as parties will be, on a yacht that was docked in Chelsea Piers. So here I am. I'm going, and it's a very snooty industry party. It's looking like it might storm. The yacht was supposed to take us up and down the Hudson River. Then they announced, we're not going to take the boat out because of inclement weather. It might rain. It might be too windy. So we're just going to stay in the dock. The DJ, and it was Kid Capri. He said, I have a new record, though. I don't know if y'all have heard it. First of all, this is a Boyz II Men party. It isn't even like a party where everybody was. It wasn't even a Jodeci party. Like, it was a very bougie, you know, linen jackets swaying in the wind type of Boyz II Men party. He played Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Could See. And I think at first we were like, is this a real record? Like, it was that good. I'm not going to say the sun came back out, but in my memory, the sun came back out. And listen, folks were taking off their shoes. He must have played that song. Every time I tell the story, it's a different number. He either played that song 4 times, 8 times, or 15 times in a row. I don't remember at this point. But what I do remember is that I was literally wet with sweat from dancing. This is a work party. It's not the type of party that people even dance at. There wasn't a proper dance floor. Magic. Like New York, even at that time, I think. And maybe I felt this way too, because I was a country mouse from Oakland, California, moving to the big city. But those kinds of moments to me are the behind the scenes moments that matter the most to me, even more than the times that I've been in the studio, because it's one thing to see people creating, and that's magic, and it's a gift in my life, and it's a privilege. but I'm not really participating except for as a witness. When you hear it with other people, like we're talking about with the Renaissance shows and stuff, and you can't help but say, I'm taking my shoes off because I can't dance comfortably enough. I'm going to dance and dance and dance. And I don't even know you, ma'am or sir. All of a sudden, we are skipping to Malu together and the sun is out. It might rain. The wind is blowing. It's summertime. Like, oh, so that's my best behind the scenes. I mean, I remember when Waterfalls came out. I remember all those moments. Janet Jackson, Anytime, Anyplace, all of those were amazing moments. But what I really remember about those, even more than working those records as a journalist or an editor, is when I had the chance to participate and shake my own groove thing. And I am not that girl that is a good dancer. But let me tell you something. When music can make me forget that, listen, then that's very my song,
so,
ain't it?
Right. Very much summer music vibes.
Then that's my song. If you make me forget any awkwardness that I might feel about myself or my body or how I move or any of those things, that's when something becomes, well, that's my song, because that's what it's doing for me.
Mm-hmm. More from our conversation after the break. Hey, ladies, it's Dr. Joy here. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help to get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together, we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us, and let's take care of our hearts together. May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, and Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now, online and in-store. Some of my favorites are the jewelry from Hey Maeve and the skincare products from Kaja. For the entire month of May, join Macy's in supporting AAPI-owned fashion brands. You can show your support by donating online or by rounding up in store to benefit APIA scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Join me by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA scholars, an educational nonprofit. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Nowadays, a lot of these big companies pretend to care about our communities and issues with nothing more than lip service. State Farm is the opposite. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help educate in financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something they care deeply about. They want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't mean authenticity, that it takes a good neighbor to sponsor programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, and to fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth that to date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Many people feel anxious when they think about finances. It can feel overwhelming, stressful, and even hopeless, especially when you're first starting out and don't know what to do. But when you have a solid financial plan in place, this anxiety turns into confidence. You can regain a sense of control over your life and improve your self-esteem. How do you build financial confidence? Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
So you started off pretty early in this conversation talking about how Barbie World was a quintessential summer song. What else about music this summer has been special for you? What do you think has been special about this summer's music lineup?
It's this other song. What is her name? Gucci. Gucci.
Oh.
What? What it is?
Yes.
Girl, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, I am too much in these Instagram streets. If that song soundtracks one more reel, I'm going to have to fight everybody. But it's so good, though. And then I didn't realize until just this morning when I was preparing for our conversation, I was like, why do I love this song so much? I mean, obviously, Gucci has an amazing voice. It has such a sweet little confident lilt to it or something. Like, I love it. But I'm like, but what else is it about this record? And then I said, who produced? Who wrote? Who produced? So why is this somebody named Jay White did it? And the thing is, you know what else he produced? Bodak Yellow and I Like It from Cardi B.
Oh, wow.
Both of those songs are what? Diamond singles. Mr. White has a little bit of a hot hand right now, doesn't he?
Clearly.
And then he also produced the Savage remix for Meg and Beyonce.
Oh.
So wait a minute. This is a sweet creative partnership. And now I think that it's going to be way beyond just a great summer song. Because this person has these diamond credentials. And if they work this out right, we could still be jamming this song 3-4 years from now like it's new. So I love that. What are the other ones that I'm loving right now? Oh, you know what I love? And I can't believe I'm saying it. Because she has acted a fool on so many occasions. I'm covering my eyes because I don't even want to look you in my eyes right now when I say this. It's that damn Miley Cyrus, and then I can give myself flowers. Listen.
It is catchy, isn't it, though?
I am passing the flowers at Trader Joe's like, I can give myself some flowers. Like, seriously, like, and I'm like, she goes too far when she says she can hold her own hand or something. Like, girl, you said a step too far. I don't want to hold my own hand now. But there is something so powerful about I can get my own flowers for myself. And I'm a straight girl. I love getting flowers from a man. It's wonderful. But it's not everything. It's not everything. And to hear it said so clearly, and because it's the hook, the title of the song, you can't hide from it. You don't have to look for it.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful sentiment from Miley, honestly. It's a beautiful sentiment. It's so strong and beautiful at the same time. That's a summer song right there. That's a skipping down the street song right there. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost as good as, what's my other one? I'm Walking on Sunshine. Y'all can hate on me if you want to. Here's the thing. I don't care.
Yeah, we all have our own individual versions of what feels like summer.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm walking on sunshine. Mm-hmm. And it sure feels up. Girl, listen. If I hear that, look, this is the Therapy for Black Girl show. I've made no secret about the fact that I am a depressive. Like, I'm always dealing with that. And I'm happy to be able to even say that right now with a smile on my face because I used to not be able to. But sometimes music, and I think sometimes that's why it's been such a partner to me in my life. When I hear a song like Walking on Sunshine, it does something to the chemistry in my body. It does something to my mood. I'm not saying it's medicinal. I'm not saying it takes the place of therapy. But I'm saying it will function for me as such a boost, though. It will function for me as such a, like, I'm going through it, but this is helping me get through it. And that's whether it's something as joyous as I'm Walking on Sunshine or Hot Girl Summer. But sometimes we need a little my life, you know? Mm-hmm. And that helps as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to list off some other summer projects to get your thoughts. What about Sexy Red's Hood Hottest Princess?
Oh, what? Yes. Okay. And that's my whole answer right there. Also, why is she that cute? Ooh, I love her.
So somebody else who I think is also really tapping into the heart of R&B right now is Victoria Monet with Jaguar 2.
Let me tell you about her. Okay. First of all, the music. Again, we go back to what we were talking about, conversations between generations. She's so clearly influenced by the music of the 70s and early 80s that if you were actually there, I was a kid, but still, it pulls you in regardless of your age because you can find an entry point. Like, you can find it. And then if you're like with her age-wise, you don't have to have heard that music from back then. You don't have to know who the Emotions are. You can just be into it for what she's doing because it does belong completely to her still. I did a panel at one point, moderated a panel of Black women creators, and she was on the panel. And the way her human energy, the way she presents in person is so chill and calming. It was giving Sade, to be honest.
Wow.
It was giving sophisticated. It was a little bit giving, y'all are lucky I have time for this. And I'm not mad at that because she has songs to write and things to do. But I say all that to say, I love the songs, but I also just love very much right now the idea of her. I love Black women making rhythm and blues. I love Black women who understand what pop actually means, that it doesn't necessarily mean that something has to sound like a pop song. It means you're just going for the biggest and the most. I hear that ambition in her music, you know, so she's out of here. So like, see her now before the tickets are a Gia pop, because they will be soon. She's that girl.
Agreed. Yes. Agreed. Okay. What about Janelle Monáe's The Age of Pleasure?
Let me tell you about her. Okay. Janelle Monáe is an alien. Like, the voice, the chops as an actor. I will never forget her portraying that scientist in Hidden Figures. The way she was able to capture the joy of her partner in that film, giving her those pencils to support her work and the efforts that she was making. She didn't go like crazy, like a cheerleader or anything like that. It was just this quiet inner joy of like, this person sees me. And I've been in the presence of Janelle Monáe, and I feel like that's her energy in real life. I feel like she sees us. I hear it in her music. I see it in her work in Hollywood. I see it in the way she runs her business called Wonderland, her creative collective, in the dancing, in the clothes. We've seen the evolution from the discipline of, I will only wear black and white. I will only wear black and white because I'm not even here to have the surface of me. I'm not here for that even to be discussed. Mm-hmm. So it's just going to be black and white. And then we've seen how she's moved all the way over then to so much color and so much big design to then like, and also I'm free with my body now. If y'all want to see my body, y'all can see it because it's all that. So again, like, maybe it's just all the girls whose last name is Monáe.
They're having a moment, aren't they?
They're having a whole moment. Completely.
They are. Okay, one more. So what about Flyana Boss with You Wish?
All the way over my head. No idea what you're talking about.
So these are the two little sisters on TikTok.
Oh, you're not talking about them. No, I love them. Girl, I just didn't know their name. Not Hello Christ, I'm about to sing again. Oh my God. Girl, they're invited to any. Girl, they can come by right now for breakfast. Are you kidding me? Those girls. And then now they have the deal with the WNBA. I use this word a lot of times when I speak about Black women's work because we don't get the credit for it. The amount of planning and discipline and execution that I see in everything that they're doing, it is brilliant. It is the commitment. This is the commitment too. You know how many people probably have told them, okay, you guys have done that, so you guys can try something else. No, but we're doing this. Yeah. We're doing this till it all the way kills over and dies. We are doing this. People love this. Also, you can see by the way they are running down the street like fools. I love to see it. The joy and the strength. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. Also, in the Black community, to have the nerve to be saying Hello Christ, you know something.
Somebody's grandma was not happy.
Somebody's grandma was mad right now. I'm about to sin again. Listen, the way I love them, and it feels so, I could be totally wrong about this. I do not know. It feels so lifted from the first line of a journal entry. Because, honey, I think we've all written those two sentences at the top of a journal entry with different words, whether it's greetings, Jesus, whether it's Allah, whether it's hello, universe, whether it's I'm about to F up again, whether it's why am I doing this again? That sentiment of I'm trying and at the same time, I don't care is so freeing to be lifted from the journal, to be lifted from the interior to being the exterior and to be executed with all that physicality. Listen to me. I'm so mad I didn't know who they were. And please leave that in there because I'm dead wrong. But I'll tell you what, I know that song though.
You do.
I know that song and I live for it.
Yes, yes. Okay, so this may be a hard question. Okay. But what would you say definitively is your song of the summer for 2023?
It wasn't released in the summer, but people are playing it like it was. And it's Kill Bill from SZA.
Oh, from SZA. Okay.
I'm so mature. I wrote about her for the New York Times Magazine. I visited her at her home in Malibu. To get there, unless you know a secret way that I don't know, you have to ride up Pacific Coast Highway. It's literally named always as one of the most beautiful highways in the entire world. And to me, that song just evokes just that. Driving up Pacific Coast Highway with the top down, having done something that you probably shouldn't have, and you're a little bit chastising yourself, but you're all the way enjoying yourself. There's something about SZA's voice too, in general, but particularly in this song and her songwriting, that's just kind of fearless. I could see how that song could be written and it could not be, say, chosen for the album, that it sounds maybe a little goofy, a little unfinished, a little rough around the edges. And that's just why it is such a summer song. It's just free. It's just free. It's another one. And it's so great for Black women singers right now that the things that we struggle with the most, the things that, again, we just commit to our girlfriends maybe over brunch or in our group chats or in our journals, whether you're typing them or writing them down, these feelings that people feel like, well, do Black women even feel that way? Y'all are so strong. Y'all just get it. Y'all get things done. You guys just manage situations. Or coming from our partners, well, you don't need me because you've got this. Sure. It's all true. And it's a lot. It's a lot. So to see these innermost feelings coming out that aren't even necessarily about the other, right? But about a Black woman's own self and own heart. Those are the songs that I'm responding to, whether it's, as we just mentioned, Hello Christ, I'm about to sin again, or whether it's like, you know, you just keyed somebody's car, honey. Not that I know anything about that. And you got away with it. And you know you're wrong. You know you're wrong. But you're like, I'm so mature. You're being sarcastic with yourself. But at the same time, it's like, I was mad, though. And you did do that to me. And I'm not saying it's right or it's okay, to quote Whitney Houston. But what is okay is for Black women to be saying how they feel about themselves. So often we're singing about, I miss you so much. I'm going to love you forever. I'm going to jump on the midnight train to Georgia. Come back to me. Child, anytime, any place. And all these are beautiful songs. I could listen to them in a row right now and be happy for the rest of the day. But sometimes what's missing is us singing about how we feel about ourselves. And it's happening now. I think a lot of the energy of rap and women in rap is spilling over into women in R&B and Black pop. That I'm talking about me, what's going on with me, good, bad, or otherwise, mature or immature. And it's delicious. It's heartening.
Love that. That's a beautiful answer. So Danielle, remind the community where we can stay connected with you. What is your website as well as any social media channels you want to share?
I am Danielle Smith, and that is spelled D-A-N-Y-E-L Smith. You can find me at What Remains of Twitter. You can find me on Facebook, but I'm there rarely. If you really want to find me, come on over to Instagram, come on over to Threads, come on over to Spill, come on over to Spoutable. I'm there either as Danamo, D-A-N-A-M-O, which is my high school nickname, Danamo, because I was such a little dynamo, if you can imagine. And you can also find me, just Google Danielle Smith and Shine Bright, and you will find the thing that I'm most proud of, which is my book, Shine Bright, which is a very personal history of Black women in pop music. It was named by Pitchfork as the music book of 2022, and it's the nearest and dearest thing to my heart. And if you want to hear my voice talking so much mess as I'm talking here with Dr. Joy, you can also just go to Spotify, search Black Girl Songbook, and you can hear my podcast, where I'm always telling stories about Black women in music and also about myself as a Black woman in music, as the former editor-in-chief of Vibe and Billboard and all the many things that I've done.
Indeed. We will be sure to include all of that in the show notes. Thank you so much for spending more time with us today. Always such a pleasure.
It's always so good talking to you.
So fun.
I'm so glad Danielle was able to join us once again to share her expertise. To learn more about her and her work, or to grab your copy of Shine Bright, visit the show notes at therapyforblackgirls.com/session323. And don't forget to text two of your girls right now and encourage them to check out the episode. If you're looking for a therapist in your area, check out our therapist directory at therapyforblackgirls.com/directory. And if you want to continue digging into this topic or just be in community with other sisters, come on over and join us in the Sister Circle. It's our cozy corner of the internet designed just for Black women. You can join us at community.therapyforblackgirls.com. This episode was produced by Frida Lucas, Elise Ellis, and Zaria Taylor. Editing was done by Denison Bradford. Thank y'all so much for joining me again this week. I look forward to continuing this conversation with you all real soon. Take good care. Which friend are you in your sister circle? Are you the wallflower, the peacemaker, the firecracker, or the leader? Take the quiz at sisterhoodheals.com/quiz to find out, and then make sure to grab your copy of Sisterhood Heals to find out more about how you can be a better friend and how your circle can do a better job of supporting you. Order yours today at sisterhoodheals.com.
Hey ladies, it's Dr. Joy. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. Nowadays, a lot of these big companies pretend to care about our communities and issues with nothing more than lip service. State Farm is the opposite. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help educate in financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something they care deeply about. They want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't mean authenticity, that it takes a good neighbor to sponsor programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, and to fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth that to date participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.